Ms. Tina.
Basically, a lot of people have the analogy of life as being a roller coaster and having a lot of peaks and valleys and, you know, highs and lows. And of course, I have that same description throughout my life, but the last 2 years of my life have been more like the carnival ride of the tilt-a-whirl. And I feel like I'm safe, that even if the whole cart crashes, I'm not going to fall very far because I'm in God's arms.
Amen.
But I do feel like especially the last 3 or 4 months, I've been in that loop that's spinning so fast that I am about to lose it. And this 3 days to me was a respite, and it was a time that I allowed the other saints, the other fellow believers to cater to me and love on me. And that is one of my weaknesses, is allowing other people to serve me. I spend a lot of my life trying to serve others, and I get overwhelmed, and I get on that tilt-a-whirl, and I just can't seem to get a grasp. So it was amazing to see the love of Christ in all these people and how they catered to us and how they loved on us. The term grace took on a new meaning to me this last 3 days. Throughout my studies and my life, I have understood the grace of God, and that our salvation is a gift from Him, and that we cannot earn our way into heaven. And I understood that. And I also understand that we as Christians are supposed to be like Christ and follow Christ and show that love and grace to others. But this was the first time I have experienced it in mass, where I had, you know, this huge group of fellow saints that showed the grace and love to me. And I was forced to receive it. Mm-hmm. And it was a wonderful blessing. And so where that has taken me is to be able, hopefully, to teach and lead others what grace truly means and how to receive it, and then how to show it to others. The cross of Christ is vertical, to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. But the horizontal means to love your neighbor as yourself. This 3 days was a display of the love of the neighbor for everybody, all of us pilgrims and each other. And I'm hoping now that this walk can help me to see that better and to show that love to all of you and to those out in the community. And I do, just like Annie said, I appreciate the letters of encouragement and the love just from this group here. And I am on the fourth day now. I'm back on the tilt-a-whirl. But I really feel like God has got that steering wheel, and I'm just kind of swinging instead of going, woo, woo, woo. So, I'm grateful to y'all. I'm grateful for the walk. I'm grateful for Travis and Tina sponsoring me and sending me on the walk. So thank you. I'm so blessed to be a part of this congregation.